Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Martell, what's up? How are you, man?
I'm just trying to enjoy the nice, pleasant day we're having right now after such a very big and stressful game last night.
And late game, too.
I mean, to me, like, Pekka, I described earlier, he was like an octopus, but he was also like that Michael Flatley dude, the Lord of the Dance, where his arms and legs flailed independently from his body. I mean, it was just crazy.
You know, it reminded me of back in 2011, 2012, when he was playing. He was playing, unfortunately, on the losing end against Vancouver in that series after they had beaten the Ducks. And he made some of the most incredible stops I have ever seen in my life. And we look at it 7-8 years later, and now we see him making some of the same exact stops. And he's performing at a caliber that I didn't think would still be possible at his age. And he is the showstopper right now. I mean, for all intents and purposes, Dallas should have beaten Nashville last night. I mean, they absolutely should have beaten Nashville. They put on a level of shots that Nashville hasn't seen in 10 years against them. it's a ridiculous but true number. And Rene was just stood tall, and then they squeaked by getting that last goal by a Mikael Granlund. So, see, I mean, for all intents and purposes, hey, Nashville's got the lead. That's all that matters.
That is all that matters. And I mean, that's ultimately how teams win this thing, is with goaltending. And you know, it's funny, like, if you're from a Dallas perspective, you have to be so deflated, right? I mean, you threw everything at them and him and just still are down 2-1. So basically all you can say if you're them and you're trying to provide motivation, if you're Jim Montgomery for your team, keep playing like that. Usually hockey gods get back on your side. That's all you have to live through right now.
Yeah, but, you know, when you think about that, you look at the flip side, though, and you say to yourself, if we threw 50-odd-plus chances toward the net against Pekka Rinne, we only got 2 through. And like I said a minute ago, it was the most shots that Nashville's seen in 10-plus years. Wow. And we still couldn't win. What are we going to do Wednesday night? I mean, how much more are we going to be able to put on the net?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
You know, Nashville's going to be like, okay, we didn't play so well on Monday. Let's crank it up a notch on Wednesday. So, I mean, the only team that it really works out for is the Preds. Because if Dallas would have won that game, it would have been a huge momentum for them. But Preds stole it. And, you know, they have a really good chance of locking it up tomorrow night, and then coming back home on Saturday and clinching.
Surprise in this series, Rocco Grimaldi, who wouldn't even be playing were it not for Boyle's misfortune, and a goal in 2 straight games for a guy who hadn't scored in a long time before this postseason started.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I don't know if it's a big surprise to me. I knew eventually he was going to get in. He was going to find a way to get into the lineup. But it was going to be a, you know, fourth line role, and we didn't know really how much he was going to be able to really perform. But the players on the team call him very much like he's another form of Victor Arvidsson, like RV Light. And he really acts like it too. I mean, this guy, he's all over the ice. He's anywhere that, you know, there could be trouble with, you know, Rocco Grimaldi's there to save the day. And anytime he's on the ice, it's just, he's there, he's causing havoc, he's shooting the puck when he gets into the offensive zone. He makes every effort he can to make an offensive chance whenever he's able to. So, you know, for him to be on the board 2 games in a row, and, you know, to have 2 more goals than Sidney Crosby has this postseason, I think it's pretty good for Rocco Grimaldi. I think so far he's got a pretty good playoff so far, and I think he's done enough to really show to the coaching staff that, hey, you know, I can be valuable here. And I think even if Boyle or Simmons were to get in healthy, I don't think you're going to see much of a lineup change. I think Rocco Grimaldi keeps his spot.
Another guy who certainly showing he's worth his salary this series, PK Subban. Is his play this series simply a product of 100% healthy, or it's postseason, or what's your take on what we've seen out of him?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think during the season you didn't see a fully healthy PK Subban. That would be my guess. I don't know if he'll say the same thing because, I mean, if I were him, I wouldn't disclose any injuries I had, but.
Basically, what he has said, Christopher, is if I'm out there, it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what I'm dealing with.
I'm healthy enough to play.
And that's the thing is, but if there are times throughout the year that we could watch him and he'd be like, yeah, you know, I'm good to go, but he'd be on the ice and it wasn't there. You know, it wasn't the same level of PK. But this is what he gets paid the big bucks for. You know, I said it last night on Twitter. I said, you know, people complain. There's some people out there that complain. Well, wow, he makes $9 million a year. He's not worth that much money. He is if he can win you a Stanley Cup with this level of play. Yes, he is. This is what you pay that kind of money for. You pay it for a defenseman who's going to help you win a Stanley Cup. And right now, PK Subban is playing at a level of trying to win a Stanley Cup. He is playing some absurdly good hockey in these first three games so far. So hopefully that continues. At least for another 12, or let me see, what they got, two right now, so they need 14 more wins.
Michael on Twitter, Nashville hasn't seen that many shots since the Civil War, hashtag go Predators.
Oh, snap.
Great line.
It's been a long time, guys. Yeah.
Christopher Martel, Fox Sports Tennessee. Before the series started, the one guy that I said, I would like to see this guy get on the board, I would like to see this guy start scoring, is Granlund, who everybody was brought here or brought in or brought up to do a specific thing. And based on his history, I felt like he was brought here to help the offensive output. It was nice to see him get a goal.
Yeah, it really was. I think it was nice in general to see that line really get some traction, even if it was just for a brief moment in that third period to get that goal. Because, I mean, Turris got an assist on it as well. And just seeing them have a brief level of success offensively, and I'm not saying, you know, hey, they had a little bit of success. I'm talking about, you know, like they were able to convert because they've been playing real well lately on that line. They've been producing some really good scoring chances. It's just nothing has gone in the back of the net. It's outside of Craig Smith's overtime marker in game two. So having Mikael Granlund finally get on the board and even Turris essentially getting on the board with that assist, I think it's going to bode well for them, especially come the rest of this series. I mean, the rest of the series is going to be tight. If you haven't seen this tight level of hockey already in the first three games, I'm telling you, you're not going to see a 5-6 goal game. It's not going to happen. So they're going to need players like Mikael Granlund and Kyle Turris to put a goal in every once in a while, because they're not going to be able to. They're not going to be able to sit there and hope that Rocco Grimaldi is going to have a goal every single night. So it's definitely a confidence boost for those guys, for sure.
Why not, man? He's 2 for 2.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I mean, I'm just saying.
You know? this is the team that brought you Frederick Gaudreau. Yeah, why can't this happen?
Yeah, don't hold this guy back here, Martel.
He's just keeping
it
real.
That's my fault. Now that I say that, you know, I'm going to mess it all up. I'm sorry. Just ruined it all.
All right, what's coming up at 8?
8 o'clock tonight. Well, we're going to break down the first three games of the series. There's a lot we really got to talk about. We're going to talk about the defensive pairings. I know Matisse Ekholm didn't have a really good past couple of games. Looked better in game three, but we're going to break down the matchups that we've seen thus far and how Nashville has executed their game plan, both home and away, and what they can do, if anything, to kind of better their matchups against the Stars for the next upcoming games.
Beautiful. Thank you, Christopher. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure, y'all. Y'all have a good day.
All right.
See you, brother.
At @KMartel_sports. Awesome. Game 4 coming up tomorrow at 7 o'clock on Fox Sports TN. And what channel? USA, I think. USA, maybe, if you want to go that direction. When we come back, we all have cracked open our Mike Dettillier draft report guides. And the beautiful thing about Mike Dettillier, if you've heard him on our show, he's from New Orleans, and or rural Louisiana, let's say. And so he has a certain way of saying things about a guy getting knocked off his pegs or whatever. But he writes that way too. So like when you read it, it's in his voice. It's just one of those deals. So we'll walk through some of the outside linebackers, the defensive linemen, and see who you might want at 19. And we'll also get who he projects to maybe go with the Titans. He's got a 4-round projection. We'll roll through that when we come back. 615-737-1045. You want to let us know who you hope they end up with at 19. NFL draft coming up a week from Thursday. 615-737-1045. There's something new happening at Xfinity, and it's all about you. Yes, you, because now you can customize your own package with Xfinity. What does that mean? Well, it means you could get more of what you want and less of what you don't. Say you want TV, but just the sports and news channels. Done. Xfinity has flexible channel packs that let you customize your entertainment. Or maybe your family wants super fast internet to power 25 devices and the latest in-home security. Xfinity has you covered there. Simply choose the internet speed that's right for you and add additional services like home security with just a few clicks. And if you're a gamer that only wants really, really fast internet and none of that other stuff like landlines or kid channels, perfect. Just pick your internet speed. Forget about packages with extra channels or services that you don't want. It's time to customize your own package just the way you like it. Go online today. Check it out for yourself. You can see the price adjust as you customize and watch the savings add up. Introducing a new way to customize your own package and save with Xfinity. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Go to Xfinity.com/customize, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.